In this way we count also. Good. Make another mark, 2 wheels and a box for trucks. If they are empty, make a circle. If they are full of troops, make a straight mark. Mark for guns, big ones thus, small ones thus. Mark for cars, mark for ambulances, thus, 2 wheels and a box with a cross on it. Mark for troops on foot by companies, like this, see? A little square, and then mark beside it. Mark for cavalry, like this, you see, like a horse, a box with 4 legs. That is a troop of 20 horse, you understand? Each troop a mark. Yes, it is ingenious. Now, he drew 2 large wheels with circles around them, and a short line for a gun barrel. These are anti-tanks. They have rubber tires. Mark for them. These are anti-aircraft. 2 wheels with the gun barrel slanted up. Mark for them also. Do you understand? Have you seen such guns? Yes, Anselmo said. Of course. It is clear. Take the gypsy with you that he will know from what point you will be watching, so you may be relieved. Pick a place that is safe, not too close, and from where you can see well and comfortably. Stay until you are relieved. I understand. Good. And that when you come back, I should know everything that moved upon the road. 1 paper is for movement up, 1 is for movement down the road. They walked over toward the cave. Send Raphael to me, Robert Jordan said, and waited by the tree. He watched Anselmo go into the cave, the blanket falling behind him. The gypsy sauntered out, wiping his mouth with his hand.
Que tal? The gypsy said. Did you divert yourself last night?
I slept.
Less bad, the gypsy said and grinned. Have you a cigarette?
Listen, Robert Jordan said, and felt in his pocket for the cigarettes. I wish you to go with Anselmo to a place from which he will observe the road. There you will leave him, noting the place in order that you may guide me to it, or guide whoever will relieve him later. You will then go to where you can observe the sawmill, and note if there are any changes in the post there.
What changes?
How many men are there now?
8, the last I knew.
See how many are there now. See at what intervals the guard is relieved at that bridge.
Intervals?
How many hours the guard stays on, and at what time a change is made.
I have no watch.
Take mine. He unstrapped it.
What a watch, Raphael said admiringly. Look at what complications. Such a watch should be able to read and write. Look at what complications of numbers. It's a watch to end watches.
Don't fool with it, Robert Jordan said. Can you tell time?
Why not? 12 o'clock midday, hunger. 12 o'clock midnight, sleep. 6 o'clock in the morning, hunger. 6 o'clock at night, drunk. With luck, 10 o'clock at night.
Shut up, Robert Jordan said. You don't need to be a clown. I want you to check on the guard at the big bridge and the post on the road below in the same manner as the post and the guard at the sawmill and the small bridge.
It is much work, the gypsy smiled. You are sure there is no one you would rather send than me?
No, Raphael, it is very important that you should do it very carefully and keeping out of sight with care.
I believe I will keep out of sight, the gypsy said. Why do you tell me to keep out of sight? You think I want to be shot?
Take things a little seriously, Robert Jordan said. This is serious.
Thou askest me to take things seriously? After what thou didst last night? When thou needest to kill a man and instead did what you did? You are supposed to kill one, not make one. When we have just seen the sky full of airplanes of a quantity to kill us back to our grandfathers and forward to all unborn grandsons, including all cats, goats, and bedbugs? Airplanes making a noise to curdle the milk in your mother's breasts as they pass over darkening the sky and roaring like lions, and you ask me to take things seriously? I take them too seriously already.